Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So I mentioned Harry Styles' buzz cut, Paul Mescal's mullet. You only have to look through the pages of a magazine or scroll through TikTok to find out how A-listers are styling their locks. But how long does it take for those trends to reach the masses, and what's in store for the year ahead? Well, to tell us more, I'm joined in the studio by Lisa Eccles, who's a hairdresser and owner of Zinc Hair and Beauty. And Robbie Connaughton is here too, owner of Barber Bob's in Athlone. You're both very welcome. Thank you for being here.
Good morning, Claire.
Were you surprised that Harry Styles shaved his hair off?
Maybe it was like influenced by the Beckham documentary. Like, you know, it was kind of going back
Harry
through Styles, all his
influenced
like
styles. By David Beckham.
Well, look, everybody got influenced by somebody. But I think it was pretty cool. Like, maybe it was just a little reset for him. Sometimes when guys are growing their hair out, they might decide then, actually, do you know what? This isn't working out for me. So they'll just start again.
Yeah, but his hair was really part of his image, wasn't it?
It was. But I've done a lot of buzz cuts this December, actually. So at least was saying a lot of people might have had a long haired style for a couple of months and they just get tired of it, they want to change, and a buzz cut can be a common change for a lot of young guys and men in general. So yeah, not
and
surprised.
It's very handy, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Very cool.
No maintenance there, Claire.
So what is happening at the moment? Because we had the very styled fades, those type of haircuts. Have you seen that that's changing a little bit?
No, fades are still very strong, and they'd be the number one haircut in my barbershop in Athlone. So very strong. Even, you know, the older clientele, men of my era in the 40s, the 50s, are even getting fades, and they're going tighter as they get older. So, and get more confident with their tighter fades. So fades are still very strong. Buzz cut, not so much. And the mullet, Claire, it's not dying out yet.
The mullet. I couldn't believe it when I saw the mullet coming back. But now, I kind of like it.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Do you?
Yeah, love it. Yeah, I think actually I was on talking here about the mullet a couple of months ago. Maybe, actually, back in February, maybe this year. And I love it. I think like it's quite a softer style than maybe like the Billy Ray Cyrus mullet. You know, it's a little bit, it's not so spiky maybe. I think guys are embracing and a lot more texture with it. We've actually had a few guys come into the salon looking to have their hair permed to enhance a little bit of a curl on the mullet. If they don't naturally have a curl, they'll want to bring back the perm. So
Robbie, you agreeing with the notion of people wanting perms again?
Yeah, no, they'd be more so common in the hairdresser salon because not a lot of barbers would do the perms. But mullets, definitely. And I think since that chap was on the toy show last year.
Oh, shamey.
Business at the front, party at the back. Like that. And that encouraged a lot of young lads to keep the mullet. But not just that, it encouraged them to let it grow longer at the back because Shamey's mullet was very long at the back. So that's definitely, I've seen a change in my barbershop regarding the mullets. Just to get more confident with them, they're more popular and they're coming back stronger.
Shamey has lovely straight hair, but does it work better on hair that has a bit of a curl in it, do you think?
Yeah, slightly, I think, Lisa. What do you think?
Yeah, for me now, I like a little bit of texture. Yeah. I think it's just a little bit softer looking. If it's very straight hair, it can be a bit spiky. So, like, for me, I prefer a little bit of texture. But I think, like, even if you look at the likes of Paul Mescal, it's like a very soft mullet. It's really, it's almost just tapered a little bit tighter on the sides rather than being, like, completely shaved. Mm-hmm. So it's still giving you that shape. But basically, whatever Paul Mescal is doing, like, Irish lads are going to follow.
Mm-hmm. He just has it a little bit longer at the back.
It's a little longer, yeah. Yes, yeah. And then he obviously has that natural curl in his hair as well. Mm.
And what do you do with the top and the front then?
Depends on the client. Some like to actually shorten the fringe and texturise the top, but lots then like to leave it long, and because the more texture and the more wild it is, the more favourable it is for a lot of lads. So,
so is it exactly like the 80s mullet then?
No, it's varied. Some would side with the 80s mullet, but depends, as you say, Claire, on the type of hair they have. If it's very straight, it tends to be left longer because it gives them the option to put more texture into their hair. But if it's curly, you know, they can go a bit shorter, along with the fringe, and they wouldn't have to put as much effort into putting as much texture.
These are differences between the current mullet and the 80s mullet.
Well, you're seeing a few more lads putting a bit of colour through it as well, which is nice. Like, so we'd have a few guys that might get a few little highlights through it, or sometimes they'll actually just put a full colour in. Like, I have a few guys that would like get their hair coloured a little bit darker because they want it to be like a little bit richer looking, and maybe sometimes when it's a bit darker it'll look a little bit fuller as well. So for those guys who maybe their hair is starting to thin slightly, they'll want it to try and look a little bit fuller. But there's ways that you can do that and make it very natural, you know, because there's still this really weird taboo around lads colouring their hair, which I think they should just get over, because us women love colouring our hair.
But obviously things are changing a little bit on on the maintenance front. Like, even with the fade that you were talking about, Robbie, like, there is a lot of maintenance in that, because you're going to be popping in and out to you now very regularly to keep that going.
There are, a lot of our clientele will be into us every 2 weeks, 10 days. And
what?
You'll think, guys, they'll be getting the skin fades and the college teenagers and what have you, which is great for business.
But I'm sure you're delighted.
It's costly on their pocket, and it's a lot of maintenance for them.
Yeah, but when it comes to general maintenance, do you think that men are more into it now? Like, say, products, for example?
Definitely, yeah. We sell a lot of products in the barbershop, and men are more into their hair now. Like, I started barbering 15 years ago, and the changes I've seen have been unbelievable. And, you know, like, the advice they ask you for, how to style their hair, what products they need, you know, and shampoos, conditioners, and
if you look at the influencers as well, like, a lot of, like, guys look to, you know, Instagram influencers now. Like, there's that really famous guy, Damien Broderick, who's an Irish
influencer. Yes, yeah.
He's like over a million followers. He would talk about his hair and styling his hair. And I think a lot of lads, I think fellas sometimes will use more hair products than girls will, as in styling products.
Because with shorter hair, you're
and if they need to keep it in place so that it's not like just kind of sitting around or moving around too much. But like, my only tip would be that if guys are doing and using a lot of like hair products and styling products, get a really good clarifying shampoo, because those products can build up on your scalp. And what you don't want is like a build up of any sort of product on your scalp that could block your follicles or block your hair from growing. So that would be my only little tip for them. If you're using a lot of styling products, make sure to have a really good clarifying shampoo
Not the body wash.
Don't just use your shower gel. No, get a good shampoo.
See, men do that.
Yes. Talk
after. Now, the other thing I want to talk to you about are hair transplants, because they just seem to have entered the mainstream with a bang. Haven't they? Have you come across people who've had them done?
Yeah, three of my clients last year got hair transplants in Ireland. And it's become more common for them to be getting it done in Ireland. Previous years, they would have flown to Turkey and places like that where it has been cheaper. But there's a few companies in Dublin and elsewhere in Ireland doing it nearly as cheap now as abroad, which has grown its popularity. Most certainly, yeah. It was very successful for my three customers, and they're very happy with it. And I've a huge amount of people inquiring about it. You have to start doing it, Robbie. Well, I don't know, Claire. I'll stick with the scissors and comb for now.
And how long does it take then to bed in? Does it take over a year, maybe?
No, 6 months. So after 3 months post-op, the hair falls out and regrows again. And your baby hair regrows again. So they take the hair from the back of the head, which is your baby hair, and reinsert it at the top of your head. And so your baby hair, the new hair grows again. And after 3 months, that falls out and your new permanent hair grows again. And within six months, you'll have full growth again.
Do you think if they didn't tell you about it, that you'd know? Or have you anyone who's come into you and who didn't tell you?
Depends on who does it, if it's and how well it's done. Mostly it's hard to disguise it at the front, because you just know that it's been done. Yeah, you can see it where they would have been receding on that. But apart from that, no, you wouldn't. And it's very successful. And, you know, a lot of people are keen to spend 5, 6, up to 10,000 not to be bald for life. So it's a good bargain, if you ask me.
It's a lot. Have you seen much of it around, Lisa?
Yeah, I have a couple of friends now who've had it done. And I can, like, I have friends who've had it done, like, maybe 10 years plus, and like some who've had it done in the last 5 years. And you can see the technology has changed massively in how they're doing the transplants. I think they used to take the hair from different parts of your body as well, which didn't necessarily work out so well years ago, because like your leg hair would be very different to the hair on your head.
Oh, yeah.
So now it is all taken from the back of the head. That's where it's like harvested from. And I think like again, the hairlines have gotten a lot better. They used to do very straight hairlines, which were really quite obvious, whereas now they seem to be just doing much more natural hairlines. Sure. So I think that's been a big improvement. But yeah, I think when it's grown in, there's very few people would even realise, I think, that most people have had a transplant.
Now, we mentioned the influencers, we mentioned the actors and Harry Styles as being the people who influence how people get their hair done. The rugby players as well.
Oh, yeah.
Big influence from the rugby players, would you say?
Yeah, most certainly so. Like a lot of young kids now, if they see their favourite rugby player or soccer player wearing a new hairstyle, you know, they want to look like their favourite sports star. So they come in with their pictures and get their new hairstyle, and then their friends want the same hairstyle. So it has a ripple effect.
Yeah, and I'm sure if you see somebody in the media, like going back now a little while, but say Cristiano Ronaldo, I'd say you were watching him all the time to see what's he done with his hair, because I know I'm going to be asked to replicate that in the salon. Does that happen?
Yeah, I think like a lot of the time people will be influenced by like their sports stars, whoever it is that they look up to. I certainly noticed, like, I mean, it's a different form of hair, but like there's an awful lot more guys with mustaches now.
Oh yeah.
And I think that's like, you see a lot of the rugby guys with that, so I think that's maybe where that came from. I have to say, I love a little mustache now. But I think I think they will generally look up to, even I think what'll be really interesting now, Saltburn was obviously a really big movie over Christmas, and looking at a lot of the hairstyles like there in that, I think you're going to get like a lot of guys then looking to mimic those kind of hairstyles as well. Do you know, like the guy Felix, that character with his kind of long floppy hair, I think that'll be something that like a lot of guys would be looking for.
Well, listen, thank you very much. Great to see you both, and good luck in 2024 with all of those new haircuts. Robbie's place is called Barber Bob's in Athlone, and Lisa Eccles is from Zinc Hair and Beauty. You're both welcome, or thank you for coming in today rather. Right, are we taking a break? Let's take a break. Back after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.